The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis quotes the following din from the name of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Savar Soser Almanas Livnos Bimkomo Have Soser. Almanas Livnos Shalom Bimkomo Lo Have Soser. What is Rabbi Yossi saying? We know that in general, a person is not chayav on Shabbos unless he does constructive melacha. Kol ha-mekalkalin pturim. If his melacha is destructive, then he's patur. The Mishnah, however, tells us that there are certain melachos that appear to be destructive, but if they are constructive in its goal, in their goal, then he's chayav. For instance, mochek, to erase, is destructive, and you're not chayev. But mochek almenas lichtov, if a person erases in order to write, then he's chayev. Korei, a person tears apart a sewn garment, he's patur. But korei almenas liftor, if a person tears apart the sewing in order to re-sew, then he's going to be chayev. And similarly, regarding soser, the person demolishes a building, so that's mekalkel and he's patur. But if he's soser almenas livnos, if he demolishes a building in order to rebuild, then he's chayev. Rabbi Yossi comes along and tells us the following. The idea that soser almenas livnos, to demolish in order to rebuild, is somewhat limited. If I demolish a home in one place in order to take the bricks from that home and rebuild elsewhere, I'm not going to be chayav. I'm only chayav if I am so ser almanas livnos bimkomo. I demolish a building in this location in order to rebuild in the very same location. The sesira has to be almanas livnos bimkomo. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. The Gemara, again, in Maseches Shabbos on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, quotes a very pointed question from Rabbah. Rabbah says we learn all the melachos of Shabbos are learned out from the construction of the Mishkan. But where was this soser in the Mishkan? The soser in the Mishkan was that the Mishkan was a traveling Mishkan, and therefore they had to take it apart in order to be built. But they took it apart in order to rebuild elsewhere. When did they take apart the Mishkan? When did they demolish, so to speak, the Mishkan? When the Anan rose and said, you have to travel. So they would take apart the Mishkan and they would rebuild it in the new location. They had 42 Masa'ot, 42 different stations in their years in the Midbar. And where they lived, when they came to a certain place and the Anan stopped, that's when they rebuilt it. But all the soser in the Mishkan was soser almanas livnos shalom bimkomo, in a different location. So how is it possible that Rabbi Yossi says that the soser has to be almanas livnos in its original place? We see from the Mishkan that the soser was always to build elsewhere. That's the Gemara, that was Rabbi's question. So Ula gives the following answer. And Ula quotes a pasuk from this week's parsha, from Parsha's Bahaloscha. Amalei shani hasam. The Mishkan was different. Kevin dechsev al pi Hashem yachanu, kisoser al manas livnos bimkomo dami. Ula says, it says in the pasuk, perek tes pasuk chav gimel, al pi Hashem yachanu va pi Hashem yiso. Es mishmeres Hashem shamaru al pi Hashem biad Moshe, that Bnei Yisrael traveled al pi Hashem, they settled, they camped al pi Hashem, they traveled al pi Hashem, and therefore says Ula, every time they rebuild, it's as if they rebuild in the same place. So sal manas livnos bimkomo. That's what Ula's answer is, and the answer seems very perplexing. Okay, they traveled al pi Hashem, but why does that make it as if It's Sosar Manas Livnos Bimkomo, as if they're always building in the same place. So I heard a shiur from Rav Y.Y. Jacobson, which he quotes an explanation from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichos Musar of Tavshin Lamed Gimel. And I saw a similar idea brought down in the name of Rav Naftali Trop, the legendary Rosh Hashiva in Radin. Imagine the following scenario. There is a woman who needs to travel from Eilat to Metula. There's no bus from Eilat to Metula. So she takes a bus from Eilat to Yerushalayim, and then from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, and then a bus from Tel Aviv to Haifa, and a bus from Haifa to Kiryat Shmona, and finally a bus from Kiryat Shmona to Metula. And if you were to ask her about her journey, she would tell you about each stop along the way. Every place she stopped, she had to go from here to there, from there to here. Right? And there are many, many different stops along the way. Now imagine the same scenario, except the woman now is traveling with an infant. And she took the infant with her the entire journey. If you were to ask the infant, if the infant could communicate with you, and you were to ask the infant, where did you travel? The infant would say, I didn't travel anywhere. In the morning, I was in my mother's arms. And the whole time, I was in my mother's arms. I didn't move anywhere. Now, geographically, it is true that the mother was located first in Eilat, and then Yerushalayim, and then in Tel Aviv, and then in Haifa. But as far as the infant was concerned, the infant didn't move anywhere. The infant was always located in his mother's arms. It's true that when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, they changed geographical locations. But because Bnei Yisrael were always traveling, al pi Hashem yachanu v'al pi Hashem yisau, surrounded by the Anoni HaKavod, they always felt emotionally that they were in the Ribono Shel Olam's arms. And from that perspective, they never really changed locations. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, today, tomorrow, next week, they always were in the same place. They always were in the Ribono Shel Olam's arms. And therefore, every time they dismantled the Mishkan and they rebuilt the Mishkan, they really were in the same place. Where? Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu v'Al-Pi Hashem Yisau. Always in the Ribono Shel Olam's arms. Torah tells us in Dvarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Uvamidbar Asher Ra'isa Asher Nesa'acha Hashem Elokecha Kashe Yisa Ish Es Bino B'chol HaDerech Asher Halachtem Ad Bo'achem Ad HaMakom Hazeh. And you saw in the Midbar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu carried you like a man carries his son. The whole time we're in the Ribono Shel Olam's arms, and therefore we never really changed location. Wherever we went, we were there being cradled by the Ribono Shel Olam. Jacobson told the story that they quote in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that there was a chassid of the Baal Shem Tov who came from a nearby city, and he came to spend some time with the Baal Shem Tov. And one evening he gets a message that his wife, who was at home, who was pregnant, all of a sudden went as going into labor, and they needed to return home. But it was dark outside, and he wanted to wait till the morning. And the Baal Shem Tov turned to him and said, no, 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 you should go home right now. But he said, Rebbe, to get back home, I have to travel through a forest. It's dangerous to travel through the forest. Right? There could be all sorts of robbers and thieves. And people, my life could be in danger. I don't want to travel through the forest at night alone. And the Baal Shem Tov turned to him and said, you should go now. Because a Jew, wherever he is never traveling alone. Jew never is alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with him. Go, and Hashem will be with you. Throughout life, there are challenging times. And sometimes we're afraid to be alone. We don't know how we're going to be able to manage being alone. We seem to be in darkness, threatened, enveloped by tremendous uncertainty. And we feel a sense of helplessness because we're going to have to face these difficulties alone. The message of the Baal Shem Tov, the message of the Mishkan, is that we're never alone. Wherever we are, wherever we go, wherever life takes us, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. That is the way that it was over 3,000 years ago in the Midbar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu held us and we traveled with him, and that is the way that it is even now. Wherever we go, wherever we travel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us, and a Jew is never alone.